We're now joined by members of a local band, Faraday. They're playing a show on Saturday, 1/25/20, at Albany Elks Lodge, number 49, located at 25 South Allen Street, to benefit the Elks Charitable Activities Fund. So guys, I love that song. Play a little bit more of that. Let me hear that, you know, so I can rock out.
Livonia is currently rocking out.
I am for those currently of you throwing my hair. If you can't see it, that's what I'm doing.
We do typically induce a lot of rocking.
So you guys, I love that song. Listen, I hear that you're not alone during this benefit. Tell me, what other band is with you?
We're playing with the Magdalens, who are from Albany. And it's actually their 6th anniversary, the night of that show, the 25th. And
they're awesome.
They are awesome. We played with them at Gilliland Public Library a couple of years ago, and that's how we met them. And they have an album out now called Lay Down Love, which is on all streaming platforms, and they plan on going back into the studio pretty soon to do another record. So
that song we just listened to, that's from your album. What's the name of that album? And tell my listeners, what's the name of that song we just heard?
The new album is called Everywhere You Go. Mm-hmm. And that song is called Everywhere She Goes. My brother wrote that. He can probably give a little bit more information about it.
Yeah, it's just a pretty straight ahead type of rock and roll song. And it's actually about a friend of mine from a long time ago when I was living down in New York City, and he lost his girlfriend to a modeling career when she was discovered in a park by an agent. And
he lost her to a modeling career?
Yeah, well, she left him after her modeling career took off after being discovered.
I want to be lost that way, guys.
Yeah.
There's still time. So.
I guess wander around in parks is the advice.
Wander around in Washington Park.
See, someone throwing my hair.
I think it happens to a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. So welcome to the show. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. I'm the drummer. My name is Dan.
I'm Kevin. I play bass.
And I'm Ned. I play guitar and I sing.
And then our other guitar player, Chris, is tending to his car, but here in spirit.
All right.
And we're actually, our band is actually two sets of brothers.
So, oh, I love that.
So,
yep, so Chris, we're all from the area,
yep.
And we try to kind of keep it in the area. So we're all pretty busy during the day with work and then busy nights with family. So we just try to keep the dust off the instruments and get together and play as much as we can, and try to team up with some other, you know, local acts too. So the Magdalens, again, kind of we're setting up this show to promote something, and I guess remembered us in a positive light, which was a nice compliment, and they invited us to play, so that's good.
So tell me, you know, being musicians and you got regular gigs in the daytime and you're gigging at night and rehearsing, why do you stay at it? Why do you keep doing it? What is it about your music and what you're doing this? You say, no matter what, I'm going to make an album.
I know for me personally, I need to do it or I would go crazy. I mean, that's all there is to it. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. For me, it's just still really fun.
Right.
And, you know, I'm the old man in the group, and I don't know. I feel like I'm playing more now than I ever have before, and it's fun. It's still a blast to get up there, and you know.
I mean, it's pretty impressive that you guys have at least two albums. You got an earlier album called All Roads, also by Faraday. Great packaging. Did you guys produce this yourselves?
Yeah.
The
photo on that is actually it's the lower field to like in Altamont. It's the next field below where my mom, our mom and dad's house is.
Okay.
I stopped on the side of the road. So my brother and I grew up underneath those power lines. I guess they're power lines. Giant.
Yeah. So real local boys make good local feel. I love that. That's what we love here at WOOC, bringing local artists.
So I'm actually curious about this, the two pairs of brothers thing. A, how did you guys come together? How did the pairs of brothers meet?
Kevin and I have been friends, I guess we met in like middle school. And then we all went to the same high school together and at different times, overlapped, and we've all just known each other since, you know.
We all went to the same college.
We all went to the same college.
I graduated way before these guys. Jeez. So we all are all SUNY Oneonta alumni.
Cool. And then all kind of left the area and somehow came back.
Right, yeah.
And probably all played together in high school, here and there, and then in college, and then kind of, you know, after everything, just playing together. And I think it's just having like minds of let's get together and play. It's not about, you know, competitive songwriting, or it has to be real serious, or it has to be anything. It's just sort of, you know, what are you listening to these days? What movies did you watch? Do you have any parts to play? And then songs come out of it. So.
So you guys took band when you were in high school as well, in college. Did you take actual music classes, or you just all self-taught?
Yeah, Kevin and I were both graduates of the SUNY Oneonta Music Industry Program,
okay.
which is a thing that a lot of people do. I think most of us are like self-taught musicians, though. I mean, we all played instruments way before we, you know.
Yeah.
So you brought some skill to the academic environment.
I don't know if skill is the word, but
we did something. It was loud.
But I guess my point is, you know, we have people cutting music programs all over the place now. A lot of kids don't even have band in school anymore, and you guys are the product of a public educational system where music was taught.
Yeah.
And the end result of that is two great albums. You know, can I hear one more song off of that album? Can we play something else while we still got you on the air? Because I want to hear something else. I'm ready now to throw my hair. I like this. This has got sort of like a nice little country like rock to it. That's right up my alley.
And the birds are keeping me away.
Who's got those pipes up in there? Who's that? That's you?
I can feel the dirt on my face.
Heartthrob.
We don't talk much anymore.
Yep, so we have two full-length albums before this, but this EP is actually going to be coming out in March. And we have a show March 15th at the Low Beat.
March 13th.
13th at the Low Beat.
I love your voice. That's a nice, rich voice right there.
Yeah.
You know, that probably has the young ladies in the audience throwing their hair.
Well, luckily we don't have that many fans, so, you know, whoever. It's usually my mom throwing her hair. That's okay.
That's okay.
And then she
too.
Gets picked up by model agents.
So can you tell us a bit about this upcoming show? It's with at the Elks Lodge.
I think we're going to play first, and then I think we're opening the show, and then the Magdalens. The Magdalens have played at the Elks Lodge quite a few times, and they asked us to open the show for them. So, but for us, I think we might possibly have the new record with us. It's supposed to show up right before the show. I don't know if it'll actually make it here on time. But, we're just looking forward to playing as much as we can. We got a couple other things lined up after this, so.
So that's a week from tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah,
the 20th
tomorrow.
So that gives
25th.
People plenty of time to get down to the Elks and call them up and get out to Elks Lodge number 49, located at 25 South Allen Street. That's Albany, right?
Correct.
The Albany Elks Lodge.
Yep.
So it's plenty of time to get your tickets, I guess, and come see Faraday.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was awesome. This
and great. Listen, I got to hear another song before we close out. Guy, you going to read the close out behind
sure,
a little
sure,
music?
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
I'm still rocking out.
All right. That was members of the local band Faraday. They'll be playing a benefit show on Saturday, January 25th at the Albany Elks Lodge number 49, 25 South Allen Street, benefiting the Elks Charitable Activities Fund. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.